This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. France extended curfews to around two-thirds of its population, and Belgium's foreign minister was taken into intensive care with COVID-19 as Europe's reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days. Belgium is experiencing one of the most severe second waves of COVID-19 in the world and has reimposed some restrictions in recent weeks, including closing bars and restaurants. Poland's prime minister said Friday, quote, red zone, end quote, measures, including the partial closure of primary schools and restaurants, would be adopted nationwide in the face of a record spike in coronavirus infections. The move comes as the EU country of 38 million people saw a new 24-hour record of coronavirus cases Friday. Half of Poland, mostly large cities and surrounding areas, was already designated a high-risk red zone last Saturday, on top of a previous rule making face masks mandatory in public places. Millions more people headed into coronavirus lockdowns in Britain Friday as the government boosted a financial support package but acknowledged failure in a hugely expensive testing program. Central Manchester was eerily quiet after the central government imposed its most stringent measures on the city and its surrounding region. The latest measures add to areas already classed as very high risk or tier 3, meaning roughly 73 million people in England will be living under the country's most stringent restrictions starting this weekend. In addition, the devolved government in Wales has ordered its more than 3 million people to stay at home starting at 6 p.m., closing non-food retailers, cafes, restaurants, pubs, and hotels for 2 weeks. The UK is battling to get a grip on a resurgence of COVID-19, which has killed more people in all of Europe. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain and European Union have made real progress in Brexit trade talks, and a deal is possible. But if the bloc does not come to an agreement, then Britain will leave without a deal, Trade Secretary Liz Truss said Friday. Truss said they've made progress, adding, quote, we want to get a good deal with the EU, a deal like they have with Canada, which we think is perfectly reasonable. She also said if the EU aren't prepared to do a deal that allows the UK to retain its sovereignty, they will go to Australia-style terms. Libya's two warring factions signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday, following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, the 5+5 joint military commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya, end quote, adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. The U.S. Treasury on Thursday slapped new sanctions on 5 Iranian entities, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, for what it called, quote, brazen attempts, end quote, to interfere with the U.S. election and U.S. voters. The Treasury Department says the groups have worked to, quote, sow discord among the voting populace by spreading disinformation online and executing harmful influence operations aimed at misleading U.S. voters, end quote. We're less than 2 weeks away from the November 3rd election in the United States, and the two men who want to be president of the country held their final debate Wednesday night. Meanwhile, a senior South Korea official predicts quick engagement between Seoul and Washington if Joe Biden wins the presidential election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Responding to the final presidential debate, South Korea's unification minister says challenger Joe Biden appeared to have respect for American allies' stances. In Thursday's head-to-head, Biden accused President Donald Trump of dealing with a thug in his summits with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Biden also said during the debate that he would meet with Kim only if he gave up the nuclear program. Lee In-young said Seoul would work fast and closely with the new Biden administration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hopes of ending nearly a month of bloodshed in the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh are receding as Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces fought new battles on the eve of talks in Washington. Plans for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet the foreign ministers of Azerbaijan and Armenia Friday raised hopes this week that the two former Soviet republics would agree to end their deadliest fighting since the mid-90s. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.